Florida Governor Rick Scott is launching a $2.2 million television ad buy for his reelection that aims to reintroduce the Republican incumbent to the state's voters. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports Florida Democrats considered an attempt to mislead voters about Scott's record.
I think about my dad's face when his car got repossessed. My adopted father had a sixth grade education. They struggled for money.
Scott's 30-second ad features the governor mentioning his poor upbringing and how it affects his work today.
I think about my mom, how hard it was for her to put food on the table. Thank goodness for a mom that cared and pushed. And so I think about those families. It drives you to every day get up and say, okay, what can I do today that's going to increase the chance that companies are going to hire more people in Florida?
State Senator John Thrasher, chairman of Scott's reelection campaign, said the ad is intended to tell voters who this man really is. The themes of the ad mirror Scott's recent speeches, including his State of the State address earlier this month.
I know the reporters get tired of me constantly talking about jobs when they want to ask other questions. I know that some people in the room think I'm too singularly focused on Florida's economy. But all I can tell you is that we're all a product of our own experiences in life.
Scott, who narrowly won the governor's election in 2010, is trailing in recent polls to former Governor Charlie Crist, a former Republican who's seeking his old job as a Democrat.
Governor Scott has disappointed Floridians with education, the environment, ethics, with so many things, and he's the top of the ticket. And that's really, at the end of the day, what the race is about.
The governor also used his State of the State address to blame Crist for a global economic recession, a housing bubble burst that began before Crist took office, and $28 billion in state debt.
Florida was in a hole. Unemployment was above 11%. More than 1 million people in Florida were out of work. Our debt had ballooned to over $28 billion. The year was 2010. Some say these statistics were because of a global recession, that anyone would have just been a victim of the times. I disagree.
Florida Democratic Party spokesman Joshua Karp said in a statement that voters would see through Scott's campaign tactic and that, quote, Rick Scott's hypocrisy is on full display, end quote. Crist is also firing back.
Just tell the truth. Tell people that the turnaround started when we were still here. Tell people that it's important to understand that we can be doing better. I think it was a global economic meltdown, and the notion that any one person, or any one governor certainly, brought that on, it's just absurd. You know, it's laughable.
The governor's story will clearly be a focal point of the campaign, and Crist is expected to use every opportunity to remind voters that Scott left his company, Columbia HCA, in the midst of what was at the time the largest Medicare fraud case in U.S. history.
$1.7 billion for fraud. What is fraud with a healthcare company? Well, basically, it's upcoding, which is kind of a fancy word for stealing. I think people want ethical leadership. They want people who treat sick people and taxpayers fairly instead of taking money from them that you don't earn.
And don't forget the surrogates in the campaign. Scott campaign boss John Thrasher calls Crist a professional mudslinger, while Tallahassee attorney Daryl Parks has the former governor's back.
I supported you before you were a Democrat.
That's right.
And mainly because, Charlie, I think that how you feel about this state and its people, right, hasn't been seen around here in a long time.
Meanwhile, the new ad is the latest statewide buy of the campaign season for Scott, who continues to enjoy high name recognition but continues to struggle with low poll numbers. A spokeswoman with the state GOP declines to say how long that spot will run. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.